لبيك يا مهدي،
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 لبيك يا مهدي.
ما شاء الله، we have lots of youth coming from various states of United States here. MashaAllah. So we have another sister, Nisma Rizvi, with her poem. Please welcome Nisma Rizvi from New York to come forward with her poem, with a loud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Can everyone please recite a loud salawat?
Okay,
I just want to begin with everyone asking themselves a question, whether this is hate crime or genocide, and obviously we all know this is genocide. Where in the world is the humanity? All I see is killing, hate, and insanity. Everyone's busy with their lives and vanity. Don't get sick of my words, I've only begun. Don't worry, I won't use any profanity. But keep in mind, I will say everything it takes to bring back sanity. I will make sure my every word is said with clarity. Every word will echo with sincerity. And when you have understood what I have said, maybe then together we can stand in solidarity. All these games need to end. Stop breaking all these rules of morality. We don't need your hospitality. All we need is for you to notice the mortality. Open your eyes and see the fatality. And remember the most important thing, there is no room for neutrality. There does not need to be in you and I any commonality. To be humans and see with our eyes the true reality. I write full of rage, wondering what it takes for us all to be on the same page. I don't care if you are white, black, brown, or beige. Open your eyes, speak up, and stop acting like you are trapped in some cage. Even animals have more humanity. It is us who have lost our humanity. Because of our silence, these innocent lives are being washed away. And I hope you are aware, this is now happening everywhere and every day. Will I be put to silence for saying words to end this outrageous violence? Must I say I don't care if I will be? Enough is enough. Everywhere oppression is all I see. No matter what, I will keep fighting and continue to be me, because all I want is for my people to be free. The right path always has thorns, but remember, you can't stop or make any turn. Being on the right path has a status you must earn, and before you earn that status, you must learn, and for that you must yearn. Fight for this cause and show your concern. Let your heart and tears speak. Let it echo in every land and through every source of media, let it leak, for it is a truth that we must all seek. It's like these shameless tyrants have made it a norm, always causing a massacre worse than a fatal storm. My brothers in Pakistan are being killed. Is being the follower of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt a crime? And I forgot to say in the beginning, focus on my words, not the rhyme. I'm only trying to emphasize what is happening at this point in time. Fighting for this cause is my job, and I will be willing to work overtime. I'll ask once more, is it a crime that my brothers are the followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt? Why are these tyrants so evil and full of hate? I'll state one thing, and don't be such a fool thinking you can debate. They are only being killed because they are sincere followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt. So accept this fact, get together your act, and don't think of any other reasons to create. Don't allow this issue to even more complicate. If you have courage, stand up straight, because without courage, all these innocent lives that have been killed is something you cannot see nor you can estimate. We need to open our eyes and concentrate. Our people have been left to grieve, but I say if we open our eyes and perceive, we will not be fooled by those who deceive. For it is in Allah who we believe, and for the cries of the mothers we will fight. We will fight for this cause and not leave. The eyes of my innocent brothers are being taken out. You think I'm going to stay quiet and not shout? You must be out of your mind, because clearly you don't know what Imam Hussein's mission was about. You will not leave until we end this pain. We will not let our brothers in Pakistan drown in this rain. And when I say rain, I mean the rain of blood. Because right now our Shia brothers are caught in this atrocious flood. My heart cannot bear to see this atrocity or another atrocity. My heart tears apart thinking about all this animosity. The killing of my innocent brothers in Pakistan is increasing with high velocity. And I will promise that I will not stay quiet through this atrocity. I don't care if you don't remember me or my name, nor do I want from you any fame. All I know is that these tyrants is the ones that we should all blame. Don't remember me, don't remember my name, remember my message. I will not hide, and I pray that by this message you do abide. For the sake of all those that have cried, and all those that are dying and have died, Let the tyrants be charged with the unforgivable sin of genocide, for a crime which they have spread worldwide. And last thing, I just want to say to the stone-hearted people, those with your headphones in your ears, deaf and blinded by the media, by listening to every deceiving tune, for even if you remain deaf and blind, justice for my brothers will come soon. And I promise you, stone-hearted people, that this message and the innocent cries will pierce your heart. The cries of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
MashaAllah, such a wonderful speech from Nisma Rizvi from New York. Please say a loud salawat for her.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
MashaAllah.